This is your weekly news recap for August 15th to August 19th, 2011. This is Tyler Gallagher with Regal Assets, and these are the precious metal news updates that moved your portfolio this week. The stock market plummeted yet again. Thursday it began. It was a horrific plummet that spilled into Friday's trading day. Just on Thursday alone, the NASDAQ ended the day negative 5.22%. The S&P 500 ended the day at 4.46%. Negative percent, and the Dow Jones ended the day at negative 3.68%. This major drop had to do with a lot of the global instability that's taken place, and Morgan Stanley stating that the United States and the European zone are on the brink of a major recession, and releasing that they feel and predict that the ECB, the European Central Bank, will have to reverse its rates policy. In addition, Fitch this week reaffirmed the AAA credit rating with the United States, but it came with a warning. Fitch said that if the United States does not come to a deal with their federal deficit budget, then they may bring back our rating from a AAA, but for the time being they have reaffirmed it. But again, I've left it with the warning that if we don't fix, if we don't come to a deal, they may pull back and they may downgrade us, just like Standard & Poor's did. On international news, Venezuela was contemplating getting their gold holdings back, as well as very large cash reserves. Well, this actually happened. The president of Venezuela has recalled about $11 billion worth of gold. It's said that there's about 365 metric tons of gold that Venezuela holds. Out of that, 211 metric tons is held out of Venezuela. It's held in between the United States, Europe, Canada, and Swiss banks. And for the first time since 1980, they've held 99 metric tons of gold with the Bank of England. And again, they're recalling just about $11 billion worth of gold to come back to Venezuela, and it really speaks to how shaky things are globally. In addition, in the Eurozone on Tuesday, France and Germany met to discuss the EU plan, and obviously their contributions and their ideas on how to get these suffering nations with their sovereign debt issues out of the negative. Obviously, it's got a long road to go, but the discussions have begun, and in Paris on Tuesday that happened, and it hasn't moved the Eurozone in a positive direction. In fact, it seems like things are really falling apart at the seams. These are your precious metal news updates for this week. Your spot prices are brought to you by iGold Live. It's a terrific app. The best thing about it is it's totally free. All you got to do is just have an iPhone, a Droid, or a BlackBerry device. You pull it out, you type in iGold Live in your local marketplace, and it is there. Enjoy that. Here is where the week ended with gold. Gold ended at $1,841. Silver ended at $4,083. Platinum ended the week at $1,852, while palladium ended the week at $758. Here's your changes. This week, gold moved up 4.19%. Silver moved up 2.7%. Platinum moved up 2.58%, while palladium moved up 0.66%. These are your precious metal news updates for this week. This is Tyler Gallagher with Regal Assets, and we will see you next week.